kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
With me today is Gemma Doley. She's a psychologist and she is going to help us return to work. Good day, Gemma.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, thanks. So it's been a long year, isn't it?
Look, it certainly has. We're all adjusting to the new normal, but COVID-19 has meant that our past year has been very different from what we would have expected a few years ago.
So if I'm not mistaken, people started to work from home around March.
Yeah, look, I think with the different states, we've all had different kind of lockdowns and things going on, but many of us have been working at home or working sort of in a hybrid of home and in the office from about March last year. So a lot of changes in how we're working.
And slowly, each state government or each territory is telling us we can now return to work, which sets a bit of panic or anxiety in a few of us, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. So more Aussies are starting to return back to the office and employers are encouraging their teams to come on back into the office to join in. But we've got some new research conducted by Fantastic Services Group that showed a lot of Aussies are concerned about cleanliness when returning to work. So about 40% of us are worried about cleanliness when we come back. And our research also showed that 2/3 are vigilant not to touch surfaces when away from home. So that makes sense as well, given the context. And about 1/4 of us have become more anxious about germs since COVID-19 hit. So a lot of changes with people going back. And it sounds like, a lot of people are anxious with all the precautions and things in place and thinking, how do I navigate this change back to the workplace?
Yeah. Which is opposite to what we got used to, because growing up, personally, my parents would say, a little bit of germs won't hurt you.
Yeah, that's right. You know, it's interesting, even with small children, often we'll say, oh, you've dropped your lolly on the ground. That's okay. Just dust it off.
3-second rule.
but with COVID, everything has changed. And look, it is understandable, for those of us that have had a long period of time working from home, we're in the middle of a pandemic. It's understandable that returning to the office is going to be anxiety provoking because it is all new for us. We've never been in this position before.
Especially pre-pandemic, I've noticed that a lot of offices did a bit of refurbishing and made sure that the workers were together, close to each other while working. Isn't it?
Yes. Become much more of a trend, hot desking, less offices and more people in little teams and clusters as well, which was working fabulously pre-pandemic as well.
All of that has gone down the drain.
Well, look, I think, there's a... It's tricky because returning back, employers have had to rethink what they're doing and how they maintain those hygiene standards in those kind of environments like you've described. And look, I kind of think about anxiety as, in a way, having a bit of a useful function. So when we have a small amount of anxiety, it motivates us to have a little bit of caution and to kind of follow those, those procedures and hygiene standards that we need to stay safe. So that little bit of anxiety is important because it means that we're alert, we're vigilant. But the risk is when our anxiety levels become too high, thinking, well, I'm going back to work, it could be germs everywhere, it might not be clean. The risk is when our anxiety really goes up, we can feel overwhelmed and it can really impact things like our concentration and even our ability to focus on work tasks and be present in those kind of environments as well. So this is where it's really important for employers to find ways to reassure their staff about how they're kind of maintaining hygiene standards in those kind of environments, particularly the open plan ones.
If I am going back to work, how can I prepare myself as I leave my home?
Well, look, I think firstly, touching base with your employer to find out exactly what kind of measures they have in place is really important. So I guess from the employer's perspective, making sure that they're taking the time to provide staff with information they need about their cleaning procedures. So say, for example, have they increased their deep cleaning schedules of the office, or have they got hand sanitizer stands, or are they having communal doors propped open to minimize touching of surfaces? So reassuring employees so they know exactly what is in place can really help, but also setting that expectation around what employees are expected to do. So say, for example, when you leave the door and enter your place of employment? Are you expected to put hand sanitizer on? You know, are you going to have access to wipes, and are you expected to wipe your keyboard down at the end of the day? Or are masks expected to be worn in certain contexts? So firstly, just getting that information about what your employer is doing, what you can expect from them, and then also what's expected of you is really important. But in terms of managing our own anxiety and our own stress, you know, I think it's also important to make sure that we're looking after ourselves. So little things like making sure we're getting enough exercise, we're getting to sleep on time, we're not having too much coffee. Those kind of things provide a little bit of a buffer against some of the impacts of anxiety and can help us keep our anxiety baseline a little bit lower. And also considering other ways that we can manage anxiety. So that might be practicing relaxation, like learning to slow our breathing down to help feel calm on the train. And other techniques like mindfulness can be great strategies to practice to become better at being a bit more present if we're really caught up in worry. So having that balance between getting information but then looking after our own mental health and physical health is also going to help weather that storm as well.
How can we feel safe again around a lot of people?
Well, look, this is tough, isn't it? Because I think we need to know that we still need an element of caution here. And I think that's where knowing, especially let's say it's an office where it is open plan and there's a lot of people there, finding out exactly what is your employer doing? You know, have they, you know, got those deep cleaning measures in place? Have they got social distancing in place? So really getting your information is important as well. And then following the advice that we've been given, so making sure that we're maintaining that distance as well. And look, it's understandable when we've been used to maybe working from our lounge rooms and now all of a sudden we're sharing an office with 30 other people, it's going to feel really different. But maybe reminding ourselves, you know, if those procedures are in place and we're doing the right thing, it's minimizing the risk. And some of those benefits of being back in the office, like connecting with our colleagues and being part of a team, can be really important for our mental health as well.
I've seen how our workplace has transformed through the pandemic, because I've never stopped going to the station. So I've seen the transformation from pre-pandemic to the present day. And in our workplace, there's hand sanitizers everywhere. There's wipes everywhere. And there's people coming in to clean more often compared to before.
Yeah, fantastic. So it's interesting to see, even noticing you've been there that whole time and seeing those changes. The landscape is a bit different now. And, you know, sometimes it can be quite reassuring knowing that those procedures are happening, and having that transparency of being able to see those things taking place, I think can be really reassuring. So, you know, for those of us who maybe haven't been in the office and haven't seen those things, it is okay to ask your employer those sort of questions before you return. You know, what's in place to keep us safe? How often is the cleaning happening? And, you know, is there anything that I'm responsible for as an employee here to make sure that that I am safe? You know, what are the procedures in place now?
And I've also seen other workplaces where they have split shifts or teams A and B, C and D.
Yeah, look, the split shift model has been really popular with a lot of employers. So halving, you know, the amount of people in the office at a time, it allows an element of social connectedness, but it decreases the amount of people. So I think that's a fantastic strategy as well. It helps people to feel like, you know, there's less capacity there, but they're still getting to connect. And, you know, I think many of us working at home have maybe missed out on some of the fun and connectivity of being in a team environment. The advantage of being back there is that employers can start to have things like team meetings and team events and activities, but making sure they're doing it in that COVID-safe way and letting people know how they're going to keep those hygiene standards in place if they did have a team event is going to help people to feel reassured that they can do those sort of activities again in the new normal, if we'll call it that.
And it's nice to see other people, isn't it?
Oh, look, it is. It's a really important part of our day to be connected with others, and it's a great way of helping us to be creative and to share ideas. So, you know, being back in the environment is really important. But the only kind of caution I would say is, if you are back at work and you notice that your feelings of stress or anxiety are skyrocketing and it's impacting with your ability to do your job or even your personal life or your sleep, that might be time to chat to your GP and get some advice for support, and consider whether a referral to a psychologist to help you manage that stuff could help. Or alternatively, even checking in if your organisation has an EAP provider that you can talk to for some more practical tips on reducing your anxiety if it's interfering with your ability to to connect with others and do your job as well.
Because I think under our healthcare system, there are free sessions for counselling, isn't it?
Yeah, look, under Medicare, you can access up to now with COVID, it's up to 20 sessions at the moment with a psychologist with a rebate provided. So chatting to your GP about whether you're eligible for those Medicare rebatable sessions is really important, and your GP can give you that information and help you to find someone in your local area as well. Often employers also have those, you know, kind of EAP counselling services in place where staff can call and access free counselling funded through their employer for limited amounts of sessions. So those sort of things are really important as well, and just not being afraid to kind of seek that reassurance from your employer about how they're keeping you safe, but just kind of reminding yourself if you're worrying excessively and you've already got that information, that might be a good time to reach out for a bit of extra support as well.
And I guess the most important thing that we should remember before we leave our home would be
have your information at hand, but also making sure that you're looking after your mental health, and if you're feeling worried, that you're getting that reassurance as well. So I think that's really important, you know, that balance between having the information, following the precautions, but putting our own physical and mental health first. And look, if you're interested in finding out more about what employers are doing to keep employees and offices safe and clean during COVID.
And I guess what I got from you today, a small amount of anxiety keeps us alert, isn't it?
Yeah. Look, a little bit of anxiety is important to help us, you know, keep alert and follow the rules. But if it's getting to a point where it's not helping you and it's impacting your ability to do your job, that's the time to get support. Especially if you find things like sleep are impacted as well, reach out for support, because there's definitely advice that your GP and the psychologist can give you to help you get on top of some of that worry if it's too much as well.
Gemma Doyley, thanks for your time.
No worries. Thank you so much for having me.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.